imagine about logging, they're the ones that are going to want to take the lead, whereas on the other hand, if you get somebody that they're not really passionate about it, it looks like homework, it's work, and you have somebody who has a few hands here.
Okay. I think that this question was asked to me of if your sales, and you're thinking about trying to get people to contribute to your blog internally, do you trust your sales team to pick up the phone and answer questions and talk to your customers? Then you should trust them to write that answer in a blog. And then another thing, I think this is going off topic, but I'm trying to figure out a strategy, I think this is kind of what you guys are talking about, for content planning. I do everything kind of on an ad hoc basis, so although I have a Word document of blog ideas, something might inspire me and then the whole thing is thrown out. So I want to hear kind of, one of my tasks right now is to develop more of a 90-day outlook, which for me is just looking so far ahead, I can't imagine what 90 days from now looks like. So I really would like to hear kind of what other people are doing, if that's possible.
Yeah.
What
about
Arvid
Almi,
I think, was talking about yesterday in her workshop, was working on editorial calendars, and that kind of got my head thinking. I was like, well, I've created one of those before, and in Japan, I've actually talked about this, but it's, it's really hard to say, okay, I'm going to post this blog on this day at this time, but it's not an editorial calendar, it's not really about that, it's about having a theme for this quarter, and you just write for that theme. During this quarter, and then the next quarter you start writing about, you've got a theme for the year.
Creating a strategy, like a quarterly strategy, this is what our theme is a great way to, when you're speaking to what is, are we going to be sustainable?
Right.
And don't worry about the year right off the bat, take it by quarter. Create that theme and then find who within your organization or within your customer base or within your network of influence will support that and open it up.
Yeah, I'm just going to support. I just want to support Christina. I mean, it's. I think sometimes we feel the burden of creation, but sometimes curation is just as helpful and in many cases more successful in a blog. And taking the passion and the intelligence of all the people in our companies and channeling that through a blog is one great way to do it. You don't have to create the actual words. You can just curate.
And I think the point there that I'd like to pull out of what you said, which I think is very valid, and then anybody, please put your 2 cents in yours. What is the goal of your blog? What are you trying to achieve, depending upon what level you're at? If your goal is to provide value to your audience and to show your thought leadership, there's nothing wrong with using other people's comments, right? Curation, it works for a lot of different organizations. It doesn't always have to be original content.
We were talking about it a little bit before we started, and we're saying that actually inspiration is not always scheduled. You can actually schedule your themes or the path that your blog is going to get, but sometimes inspiration just hits you in the middle of the night, and you have to start writing in that moment. So
yeah.
It's always nice to have a schedule, and maybe you can then just wait for your burst of inspiration, write 2 or 3 blogs at the same time, and then just schedule them to be posted and at a later time.